Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at violence in our society, the thinking, the belief systems which underlie violence, and how we can all renegotiate our relationship and our understanding of violence and the place for violence in our life. Like all human behaviour, violence is the behavioural result of a number of thoughts and beliefs which individuals and even societies hold. And because of this, the ability to remain non-violent is really the ability to self-manage in difficult situations, and in particular, self-manage in situations where there are high levels of emotional distress and difficulty and potential conflict between people in their day-to-day lives. Firstly, it must be noted that unfortunately our society has a tendency to glorify various forms of violence, whether they be through video games, whether they be through action movies, whether they be through a certain portrayal of violence in the media and in forms of entertainment. And this has led to a perception that violence can actually be a sign of strength, and even frighteningly, certain beliefs that violence is actually a sign of masculinity. Obviously, not all males hold this view, but a number of people in our community actually view violence as something which is worthy of respect. Another role that violence actually plays for some people, unfortunately, is as a form of problem solving, as a way of managing relationships with other people and dealing with issues, and using violence as a way to resolve issues that they encounter. And lastly, obviously, and there's been a lot of information in the media recently about this, the links between alcohol use and violence and binge drinking and the violence that occurs on our city streets after dark. Obviously, all alcohol use decreases decision-making capacity, and it's this combined with the recklessness around violence which leads to some of the issues that we see. So, what are some strategies you can use to actually renegotiate your relationship with violence and lessen your potential to not only hurt other people, but hurt yourself in the process as well? The first one is to increase decision-making capacity. Remember that violence is always a choice. And so if we're able to actually consider the consequences of our actions, but also explore the alternatives and self-manage with this decision-making capacity, then we're able to make safer and more constructive decisions when we face difficulty. Secondly, removing yourself from any potential conflict situation or being very cautious of any conflict situation is also really, really important. And then lastly, being able to actually talk it through, either in the conflict situation. People who rely on violence use physical means instead of verbal. So being able to talk it through and explore other ways of problem solving, but also discuss this with friends and family, your problem solving with friends and family, other ways that you can explore alternatives. And lastly, for everyone, this week's mind game is to consider your own relationship with violence, particularly when it comes to entertainment. When we're observing violence on TV, do we ever actually consider the victims? Do we consider the consequences and the impact? Or is our perception particularly one-sided? So increase the peace this week with mind games.